In Israel today, a court indicted an Israeli Arab nursing student for failure to prevent a suicide bombing. The explosion on a bus killed 9 people on Sunday. Police say the student and a friend got off the bus after the bomber told them that something horrible was going to happen. 20 minutes later, the man detonated the explosives. More than 100 people have been killed in bus attacks in the past year, more than 24 of them Israeli soldiers. Some argue the presence of soldiers makes the buses more of a target for Palestinian attacks. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
First Sergeant Roni Liran has taken the 710 bus from Jerusalem to his base in the mixed Arab-Jewish city of Ramla every weekday morning for the past 3 years. The bus stops at 2 other army bases, and almost all of the passengers on bus number 443 are soldiers. At the Jerusalem station, security is tight. Guards check every passenger with a handheld metal detector, and bags are put through X-ray machines. On the bus, the driver plays music while most of the passengers try to catch up on their sleep. Liran says he's more nervous on the return trip when security is much looser. But he says riding buses is part of life in Israel since cars are so expensive. Liran says he doesn't think having soldiers on a bus makes them any more of a target for Palestinian attackers.
They don't see if it's a citizen or an army soldier. Don't separate between them. See a bus, Israeli bus, they blow it up.
But after Sunday's attack, Ismail Abu Shanab, a spokesman for Hamas, which claimed responsibility, said Israeli soldiers were the target.
We follow the Israeli soldiers wherever they are.
Rafi Kab, the driver of Route 443, says having a bus full of soldiers makes his job harder.
The target of the people that's trying to explode the buses is the soldiers. After that, citizens, but the first target is the soldiers. So it's much dangerous.
Cobb says he keeps a close eye on everyone who boards his bus. If a passenger arouses his suspicions, he starts a conversation to hear the person's accent in Hebrew. He says he has several times asked policemen or soldiers on the bus to check a suspicious passenger's ID card. At the end of each trip, he checks the bus carefully, looking for potential bombs left behind. A spokesman for Israel's quasi-governmental bus company, Eged, says alert drivers have prevented several attacks. But he says that's not their job, and he's demanding 1,000 security guards to be stationed on buses. He says more than 1 million Israelis, out of a total population of 6 million, use buses every day. Among them are tens of thousands of soldiers. In Sunday's attack, 3 soldiers were among the 9 dead. In an attack on a bus in northern Israel in June, 13 of the 17 dead were soldiers. Sami Avitan, the father of one of the victims, says soldiers should have separate military transportation that's more secure than public buses. Today, a father sends his child to the army and he's terrified all day that that child won't come home, he said. This is an impossible situation. Avitan says he met with his daughter's commanders after her death to demand private transportation for soldiers. They told him there's no budget. Israeli Army spokeswoman Brigadier General Ruth Yaron says military transport is provided in the West Bank and Gaza Strip because Israeli buses do not travel in Palestinian-controlled areas. But she says inside Israel, the buses are the best possible way to get thousands of soldiers from one place to another.
They are encouraged to use public transportation and they get it free instead of trying to hitchhike, which is extremely dangerous. And we have had, unfortunately, in the past, several attempts to kidnap soldiers who were hitchhiking.
All Israelis, men and women, except ultra-Orthodox Jews, do compulsory military service. Yaron says bus passengers reflect Israeli society.
Those soldiers on the bus are our children. What are we supposed to do with them? This is a compulsory service. This is the mode of transportation used in Israel as in any other, I guess, country. This is nothing new. It's as if you would say, in the States, soldiers don't take the metro, don't go into the train because it makes... Now, the fact that a man in uniform ride a bus does not make the bus a military target.
All Israelis who ride buses are nervous these days. But most of them, both civilians and soldiers, say they have no other choice. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.